Hello and welcome to St. Stephen Walbrook and to our Tuesday morning start-stop reflection. Please stay for as long or as short as your schedule allows. The reflection will last about 10 minutes. Today the Church celebrates St. Luke, doctor, gospel writer and patron saint of artists. Our reading is from the first chapter of his gospel, the story of Mary, the mother of Jesus, visiting her cousin Elizabeth after receiving news from the angel about her pregnancy. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy." St. Luke has frequently been depicted in portraits by artists in the act of painting. This is inspired by the early church tradition that Luke was a painter and indeed painted the first portrait of Mary. Although there's no historic evidence for this wonderful story, for Luke, Mary is a crucial model of faith, courage, and witness throughout his gospel. We've just heard the story of Jesus held in the womb of Mary, making mystical spiritual connection with John the Baptist, held in the womb of Mary's cousin Elizabeth. In Luke's gospel, Mary, the first disciple, evangelist, and missionary, holds herself close to Jesus as a mother and as a believing follower who steadfastly remains with Jesus throughout the tribulations that Simeon in the temple told Mary would pierce her heart. This loving, supporting mother holds on to faith in her son through the trauma of his death. And we're told by Luke that Mary is part of the embryonic church in Jerusalem that, powered by the resurrection, will hold the spirit of Jesus and project his transforming gospel across the world. Michelangelo, the astonishingly gifted artist, sculptor, architect, and poet at the heart of the Florentine Renaissance, the courage and faith of Mary formed enormous creative inspiration. As a committed believer whose faith deepened in his later years, Michelangelo, throughout his long and glorious career, created several interpretations of the Virgin and Child and Pietà, Mary holding the dead Jesus. Michelangelo's fascination with this mother-son relationship may well have been a function of the denial of a loving relationship with his own mother, who died when Michelangelo was six. Some of his Virgin and Child sculptures, Mary is holding the child who, rather than being nursed, is standing and appears to be about to walking towards his mission and to the cross of Calvary. The exquisite and moving Pietà in St. Peter's in Rome was sculpted when Michelangelo was in his early 20s. Sculpture portrays Mary in heartbroken grief, but also conveys the strength of Mary in holding the body of her son and Lord with a mother's love and a follower's faithfulness. Art experts have pointed out that the sitting Mary is presented as being substantially taller than Jesus. The priority for Michelangelo was to portray the combination of tenderness and strength of Mary rather than accurate relative proportions of the two figures. Towards the end of his 89 years, Michelangelo worked on another very different representation of Pietà, known as the Rondanini Pietà, now on display in Milan. In this work, Michelangelo depicts Mary as standing up, holding the lifeless body of her son. The carving is more impressionistic than the staggering precision and intense realism of his earlier works. The effect is perhaps more spiritual than emotional. The mother who held her son through everything will continue to hold him in her heart and mission as a foundational member of his church. Luke's Mary provides the example of the faithful, courageous holding of Jesus for us in our lives, holding Jesus close so that perhaps in unexpected moments others will detect and respond to our perhaps small displays of holding Jesus. Holding Jesus close so that our relationship may be deepened through our response to the action of others, through unexpected reactions to a Bible reading, reactions to worship together, or perhaps reaction to a painting or a sculpture. We may find it useful, like St. Teresa of Avila, remembered by the church last week, to carry an image of Jesus, a little painting to remind ourselves throughout our daily routines to keep holding Jesus close for the benefit of others and ourselves. Some regularly say the Jesus Prayer to help keep Jesus close. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And I close this reflection with some words by Michelangelo, translated into English by William Wordsworth. Do thou then breathe those thoughts into my mind by which such virtue may in me be bred, that in thy holy footsteps I may tread. The fetters of my tongue do thou unbind, that I may have the power to sing of thee and sound thy praises everlastingly. A few moments of silence before our prayers. Let us pray. Our prayer this morning is, Lord Jesus, as you hold us, may we hold you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Gospel of Luke, and for the timeless example of Mary, for her steadfast faith, courage, and strength. Lord Jesus, as you hold us, may we hold you. Heavenly Father, in the unpredictable challenges and any distractions that we face, may we hold your Son close and enable your Spirit to give us your perspective and the faith, courage, and strength of Mary. Lord Jesus, as you hold us, may we hold you. Heavenly Father, may we participate as you would wish in your mission in the world that you love. Help us to use all that you have given us and to use all the opportunities that you present. Help us to hold your Son close so that others may see him at work in us. Lord Jesus, as you hold us, may we hold you. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, today and forever. Amen. Many thanks for joining us for our start-stop reflection. This week we have a choral evensong at 6, tomorrow Wednesday, choral Eucharist on Thursday at 12:45, and a number of recitals and concerts, details of which are available on our website and on posters throughout the church. Have a happy, fruitful day and week ahead.